Now, after Bill Henderson and David Cretney went forward to become Legislative Council members, it left two seats waiting for a fresh candidate to come forward. Now, the North Douglas seat has elected two candidates. The first one is Ralph Peake, founder of Douglas lighting firm Luminaires. He'll stand in North Douglas, where he lives. Mr. Peake told Jason Roberts why he decided to run.
Very interested in politics throughout the few years. I really thought that I could try and bring my business acumen to some situations, some decisions that had to be made. I think it's important to research and understand, carry out a due diligence process before you actually reach a decision on some matters. But then once you actually make that decision, it's really getting everybody on board, you know, working in a team environment and actually getting some action done, really. So, yeah, I'd like to think that I can certainly follow those principles and put those into practice, really.
Is there a particular reason you're standing in North Douglas? I mean, of course, there's a seat in North and South Douglas. A particular reason you've gone for that constituency?
That was very easy. It's the fact that I actually live there in the community, and I have done, as I say, for 17 years, and I do feel part of that. I know a lot of people in all areas of the constituents. So, yeah, I think representing the place where you live, it's very important to me. I know perhaps other people represent other areas, but to me it's important to actually represent the people you live with.
Do you have a particular issue in mind? Was there something that sort of sparked you off where you thought I could make a difference there?
Oh, there are a number of things, but I think really trying to get some decisions made, listen to people in the constituents. It's very important that the people have a voice, and I think actually listening is always the first thing to do, understanding their issues, their concerns, their requirements, their needs, and trying to actually use your position to give a voice for them and try and make a difference and try and act on their behalf. And I think living there, listening to friends and other constituents, I can then be their voice.
Do you have a sort of spot on the political spectrum, if you like? Would you describe yourself as left or right?
Independent and businesslike. I think we can learn a lot from business. We can learn how to, in business, you have to cut your cloth to the income you have. You've got to balance the books as every year you have to do that. So I think a lot of things like that, businesslike and independent, that's probably how I'd describe myself.
Is it daunting in any way, sort of coming into politics for the first time in that way? A lot of people make that progression through local politics to national.
No, daunting. I suppose with being Manx, you grow up with MHKs, you're familiar with the word and what they actually try and do. So I think because you're familiar with that in one respect, obviously there's a lot to learn once you actually get in. There's how the Timbald operates. You can't really get that on the outside, but I think it's important if you've got opinions and you'd like to share those with people, it's important, I think, to actually get involved, and then you can actually contribute and you can really make your opinions felt, and you can really convert them, people's wishes and needs, into hopefully legislation and how to actually improve and grow our community we have here. It's important, I think, to really try and get those great people that have been educated in the Isle of Man. I think it's great to try and attract them back to the Isle of Man, perhaps when they're about to start a family. We've got some great schools here in the Isle of Man. It's really great to think about the people who've gone away, gone to university, to use that experience they've got as they start their business life, to come back and then settle in the Isle of Man. I mean, what a great thing that would be, to think that we've educated our